All right, we got a new voice here on the Outdoor Show from Lucky Line Charters, Captain John. How are you doing, sir?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Not too bad. And for those that may not know this, John, you were the boat that actually hauled in that ginormous, close to 35-pound king out of Manistique this year, right?
Yes. I had the lucky boat that had that happen on it.
So tell us a little bit about, first of all, the size of the fish. I mean, how impressive was it to you as a charter captain seeing that fish come in?
Well, I've seen a lot of salmon hit the deck of my boat. When that one hit the deck of the boat, I knew instantly that that was something I'd never seen before.
It was really?
Not even close to anything like that. I knew it was a special fish.
And what was the exact weight again?
Well, I knew it was a special fish, and I wanted it weighed properly. I ended up being fortunate enough to call my friend Brett Tallman. He kind of runs the salmon tournament.
Yeah.
So he worked it out, and he got the derby scale, salmon derby scale, down at the launch site. So when our trip ended that night, he was there ready with the scale to weigh the fish, and it weighed out at 34.55 pounds was the official weight on it.
Wow.
The length of it was 40.5 inches long, and the taxidermist measured it, and it was 28 inches around was the girth on it.
Wow. That is a monster king.
Yeah, it was big.
In this era, I mean, this time, right now, the salmon fishing is considered to be down considerably, you know, in the Great Lakes. So that
right.
is an incredible fish, even more so now than it would have been back then, you know?
Right, yeah, I've been told back in the day, as you'd say, that it was a lot more common to have 30-plus pound fish. And, you know, you get one now mid-20s and above, that's pretty special fish. You know, it's just not a common thing to happen. But this year, I know I boated more 20-plus pound fish than all the other years. There
Jeez.
Is a lot of big fish out there. And that was a 12-year-old client that hauled that beast in. He was only 12 years old.
That's even
Granted,
better.
He's a little bigger than the average 12-year-old, but his arms were tired at the end of that battle. But Jeb was his name. When it was skinned by the taxidermist, of course he gutted it after it was skinned, and it was a male, and it had an empty stomach on it. And all the fish we had been catching there'd been so much bait in Manistique, they were all packed full of alewives. But that one I just started his final supper, and it was on a moonshine purple nurple magnum-sized spoon on a 300 copper.
Wow.
That was his last supper.
We got more to talk about as far as the fishing in Manistique and more details about Lucky Line Charters and catching that monster king out of Manistique. So stay tuned for part two with Captain John from Lucky Line Charters. Continued in our next outdoor report later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.